It's a blessed month. I think most of us can feel it.
Yes.
You felt it, right? It's amazing, you know, the month, and it's very sweet-like. I mean, it, of course, it has its moments, as every, you know, time does, time on earth. But those moments are simply to bring out the sweetness of our heart. And all afflictions are really to draw the heart back into the source and to merge the heart back into that ocean of honey. So, but there's something very, very sweet about this month. We are now coming onto the Rabi El Awal is Saturday. This is the 12th. Okay, good. And that happens to also be, not just happens, but by divine will and intention, is the birthday also of Hazreti Pir Nur ed-Din Jarahi. So it's a very special conjunction. You know, there are some people in the Islamic path who don't even, you know, who want to eliminate the Rasul, peace be upon him, from the path. I mean, to say, well, you know, yes, but there's too much veneration and too much attention paid. It's just Allah alone, Allah, Allah, Allah alone. So, but this is a defect. It's a spiritual defect, and it leads to, it leads to all kind of behavioral deviations. And so the Sufi vision is of the Prophet, peace be upon him, completely radiating. He is the light of Allah. He is the Nur Allah. The Nur Muhammad is the Nur Allah. It's the manifestation, the visibility of Allah. And then some people in the Islamic path would say, okay, well, it's Allah and his Prophet, but, you know, there are no, I mean, we don't pay attention, too much veneration of the saints, and what is this stuff called Sufism, and let's just read Quran and follow the Quran and Allah and worship Allah. We have, the whole religion is already set out. That too is a mistaken vision. Because the peers and the saints are the light of the Rasul. And so they are all in one line. And they are the proof of the continuation of and the presence of the light of God right now. And in creation, so it was not just something in the past that happened. Well, okay, during the Prophet's time, that was great, and but now we are in terrible ages, and you know the religion is lost, and we just have to cling to the past. Well, you know, that again is a terrible block to the truth. So the peers, the living embodiments of the Prophet and of the prophets, bring that light into the present. And then, of course, their successors, who are all the lineage of sheikhs, and we are blessed with magnificent sheikhs in our lineage who actually qualify, in my own understanding, as contemporary peers, bring that radiance of the Rasul right into our own time. And so we are always in touch. You know, or other people will say, well, the great ones, the great saints were just in the past. Again, there's always that kind of rational, or maybe it's a, you know, it's a depressed attitude, because it's, well, it's not now, it was only in the past, you know. And that was true even in Ibn Arabi's own time. So we think, okay, those glorious ages of the past, well, people thought that way then. And they said, well, it was, oh yes, in the early days of Sufism, things were wonderful, there were these great saints on earth, and now there's no one. They would say this during Ibn Arabi's own lifetime, you know, having the Sheikh Al-Akbar in their very midst. So he went about to prove that that was wrong, and he wrote a book called Sufis of Andalusia. and wrote about the lives of living saints, or ones who had just recently passed, or ones who were still living, ones he had met personally and that he could testify for. So, you know, so here we are in the West, and we can say, okay, well, that's great. But that was, it took an Ibn Arabi to do that, and now we are in the age of ignorance, and we're in the West, that's even worse. You know, we're totally cut off from the real tradition. Well, we had Musafer Ashki come to the West to prove that was wrong. You know, an ocean of love and wisdom came to here, to meet us and to embrace us and hug us and revive us and to point to our hearts and say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. It's here. It's with you. And he was very strong about you know, about people in America, people in this country. And therefore, as Sheikh Nuart noted, he came one more time to America than he did go to Hajj. I think he came 12 times to this country and 11 times to Hajj, as much as, you know, that was calling him. So, and that in a period, a very short period of time, from 1978 to 1984, I think it was. December 24th, 1984. He left on Christmas Eve, the last time he set foot in this country, and then the last time he set foot in this earth, on this worldly plane, was February 13th, in the middle of the night, between the 12th and the 13th, so not long after he passed. But he left behind him the living truth, which lives in our hearts, and which will go on living until the final day. So we have received it to pass it on. And what do we pass on? We don't pass the truth on, because the truth is present. What you pass on is the knowledge and the witnessing and the affirmation of the truth in every heart and in every life. So, and then what you pass on also is the path to the truth. Because there is a path. There is the truth which needs no path, but we, in our human condition, require a path. You know, just like everything, everywhere we go is a path. We make a path when we go to work. We make a path when we come home. Everything is a path. So there is a path to the truth. But that path, interestingly enough, is all within. That's what tariqah is about. It reverses everything. We've been seeking outside. We've been growing outside. And then when we take hand, everything reverses. It's like all of a sudden seeing the image in the mirror, and all of a sudden it comes back. And the path leads into our own heart and into the core of our being. And that's where we find Allah, as well as with our sisters and brothers and all beings then. But if we don't find it here, we can't see it on the outside. So this is all part of the birthday of Rasulullah, peace be upon him, because this is what he brought. He brought this living reality. He brought this immense joy and great you know, happiness, really, that people can be happy. It's possible to be happy, even in on earth, even in a limited condition, even without great amounts of, you know, material goods, or without, you know, having earthly beloveds, or it's possible to become happy, because the only true happiness is the happiness that we will have in our heart. And inshallah, Allah always gives us, of course, on all levels of our being. But when we seek it outside, we run and run and run and can't seem to find it. But when we turn within and turn to Allah for everything, then we find it. That's Allah's promise to us. So, alhamdulillah. And disappointments in the world are, you know, part of the path, because that's what's going to turn us. If everywhere we look, or everything we looked for, everything we wanted in the world were just, you know, coming to us so easily, we might forget to turn within. You know, ultimately, of course, the soul becomes weary by the world, even if we receive everything we want. We become wearied by it, and then begin the deeper quest of the truth. But, you know, as it said of the Buddha, as he did, and of all the prophets, they all did that because the world could not contain them and could not meet their longing. So everyone is called. We're all called by Allah. We wouldn't be in this creation if we were not called. So we have to know that. We have to know our worth and our value. It's a very intrinsic part of a spiritual path, to know our inherent value to Allah. Because, you know, part of the conditioning of the world is to make us feel like we're not worth nothing, you know. We have to earn a lot of money, or we have to have a big name, or we have to create something great. All of these things, you know, whatever value system the world has set up, we're not, if we're just a human being, you know, we're not worthy. We have to prove something, acquire something, make something better than someone else, be better than someone else. So, you know, the spiritual path is the opposite. We have to be low and humble. We have to be more humble than others. And practice, you know, and it takes practice, not thinking of ourselves as superior. But to know that our essence is of, you know, is priceless, and that it is the most precious thing to God. We are the most precious thing to God. Not more precious than the one who sits next to us, but that. And this is part of the undoing, the deconstruction of worldly thinking, because we've been conditioned to think, well, if that one is worthy, then I'm not. You know, I have to be more worthy. But in the spiritual path, we are each unique. And so we are uniquely bonded to God. And God loves us uniquely and completely. And so part of the path is to begin listening and hearing that and saying yes, being able to say yes to that love. You know, some people run away from love because it's overwhelming and they feel it's going to, you know, take over. Which it does. But we have to be willing to give ourselves up. So all of these things are part of the Prophet's birthday. Every spiritual path is part of the Prophet's birthday. Every human happiness is part of the Prophet's birthday, is on the birthday table of Muhammad, peace be upon him. He cared about everyone. He cares about everyone. You know, again, something beyond our rational mind, that it's possible he sees every human soul. Which is what Ibn Arabi said, that he saw every human soul that came into this creation. So there's a living testament of that. Everything is part of the Prophet's birthday. Those voices outside, this and everything, everything, everything. So inshallah, may we celebrate everything, because everything is the face of God and everything is a sign of God, and everything reveals God. And so it is all the Noor Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. So inshallah, may we have a beautiful zikr tonight, and may all creation be in our zikr, and may we have the blessed presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the blessed presence of Hazreti Pir Muhammad Nuruddin Jarahi, Hazreti Muzaffar Ashqi Al-Aziz Al-Jarahi, Pir of the West, and Hazreti Nur Al-Anwar Al-Jarahi, Pir of the New Humanity, and all the blessed souls of our lineage, and all dervishes of our lineage, and all those souls who desire to be here tonight, all wonderful angelic beings and subtle beings, and Ameen. 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 To the secret heart of our peers. The Fatiha.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat al-Ladina An'amta Alayhim. Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim wa Ladallin. Amen.